kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. My name is Papa Dan at welcome sa Tampok Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. And our guest for today is the incredibly talented Filipino-Australian. Isa po siyang actress, singer-songwriter, and content creator. She had a breakout role as Erin in ABC TV's Diary of an Uber Driver. And beyond acting, she's also making waves in music and recently, she's released her song, I Almost Fell For It. Very recent yan. Actually, last week lang yan. At syempre, drawing inspiration from her multicultural background and personal experiences, she brings authenticity and emotional depth to everything that she creates. No? As you can see her. And also, she's collaborated with a lot of leading brands as a lifestyle and creative content creator. At ako, napakaswerte natin dahil kasama natin ngayong araw sa Tampok ng ating bisita. So please join me in giving a warm welcome to our special guest, the wonderful Elena Zara. Hi, Elena. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Wow, that intro was amazing. Thank you so much.
Kumusta ka naman, Elena? How are you? How have you been?
Yeah, good. Really, really good. Really happy to finally be releasing ang music ko. Yeah, no, really blessed and excited to be here.
Ako, thank you very much for your time. Let's start right away, no, from the beginning. What first inspired you, Elena, to start writing music? And yeah, when did you realize that, you know, this is something that you wanted to do or pursue professionally?
Yeah. Wow. And very first memory ko, it would have been, I would say like 3 or 4. And it's such a vivid memory because it was when I was like pretending to sing with my mom. She was singing, I think, Thank You for the Music at karaoke at one of our houses. And I had this pink plastic flower microphone and I would pretend to sing with her. So I would say it started from there. And then I think when my family saw my interest in music, they then, you know, bought me like an electric keyboard and put me into lessons. And then I think when it came to 7 years old is when I started to, you know, connect melodies together. And then Taylor Swift dropped her Fearless album, and I think I had it on CD, and I would play that at the apartment in Hong Kong that we had at the time, and I would like imagine myself in these music videos and pretend I was like on TV, and I don't know, I felt very like connected to someone I hadn't met, but then also, I don't know, it's just like when you know, you know, and I think from that moment, it just clicked and I was like, I don't want to be doing anything else. I can connect with so many people through this form of, you know, like of entertainment. But yeah.
Okay na banggit mo, no? Looks like that's a growing up as Filipinos, no? Tayo, di ba? Nabanggit mo na pinanganak ka sa Hong Kong, di ba? But yes, it's pretty much a Filipino sort of household. Just like your music, no? It often feels like very personal, very honest din, no? And a very true. Saan ka kumukuha ng inspiration? What do you, you know, get it from? And what do you hope your listeners like get, you know, with your song, like with your music?
Yeah, my pamilya, we're I would say we're very like our household is very matriarch. Like my lola mom, she was the heart and soul of our family, and so like at a very early age, she introduced me to, you know, jazz, like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra. And then that also inspired, you know, this era of music for me. And also just seeing, you know, my family come together with music, that's definitely put me, you know, I don't know, there's just that sense of home through music and entertainment. Like you said earlier, you know, Filipinos, there is this heart and soul when it comes to, you know, music, So yeah, I would say that that's where I find my inspiration from.
And ilang Filipinos, no, mahilig tayong kumanta. Why do you think it's important to have a very supportive, like, you know, like family or a background in pursuing katulad nitong passion?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think especially like very traditional families, you know, at first, you know, my family was also very like, no, like, let's see if you want to do something, you know, because my Lola, she was a dean at her school, you know, and a lot of nurses. And I think at first it wasn't very common to go down the path of entertainment. Being Filipino and having that just natural, like, sense of being resilient and optimism, I think it helped me to go down this path. And I'm very blessed to have my family who are very supportive. And I don't know, family's everything. And I don't know if that's just because of my family, but I do think, you know, with Pinoy pride, it's a really true thing. And I can't explain it. You just have to feel it. And I think once you're lucky and blessed enough to feel it, you just don't want to let go of that.
Of course. Are there any values, no, Filipino, yeah. Pinoy values din, yeah. Or experiences from your Filipino upbringing, obviously, na, you know, you've used or you've applied into, like, you know, your work or your work ethic?
Familia, hard work, resilience, Pinoy optimism, and I think that all comes from, you know, my family, and also reminding me that, you know, it's really important to have those values, especially when you're low. That's why, you know, that sense of family and community is really important.
You've built your career, Helena, no, independently while balancing your music, acting, live performances, and also your presence sa social media, diba? Looking back, were there moments na very challenging for you as a creative then, diba? Are there, like, you know, days that I'm not feeling this day?
Yeah.
How do you cope?
I think naturally when it comes to a creative industry, you know, like monetary, money-wise has also been like quite a struggle, you know, trying to find the balance of, you know, because like I said, it's not very common in terms of, you know, stability. For that sense of stability in terms for, you know, money. So I'm always kind of stressed about that. I've tried to, you know, balance my way through that. But also self-doubt, and like debating whether, you know, a song is good enough or my performance is good enough when it comes to acting or writing a better, you know, artist. And I think it comes down to really grounding and being your authentic self. But many challenges. Oh my goodness. It's always up and down, up and down.
And what do you do naman, ano, to get over sort of like minsan kasi may mga days na parang hindi ko yata kaya.
Yeah, well, I am very close with ang mommy ko. I always tell her. I vent to her. You know, I talk with my titas, my ates that live, you know, overseas, in the States or in, you know, the Philippines. And I think, again, it comes back to family. But then also just like allowing myself to, you know, remind myself of all the wins, you know, like, oh, I was able to do this and I was able to do this and be really grateful. I think that's also an important Filipino value. So yeah, gratitude 100%.
That's good to hear, no? And kanina nabanggit mo yung influences mo. Let's talk about like Filipino influences.
Yeah,
do you ever have a chance to listen, or do you still listen to Filipino music? And if any, no, meron ka ba mga idol or influences?
There's so many. Pinoy song I can currently sing. Mm-hmm. Bakit Ba Ganyan?
Yes.
And oh my gosh, Apo Hiking Society. Awesome. Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Oh, that's good. And ngayon, ano, let's talk about the new song.
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell us about the story behind the song and you know the background and tell us more about it?
Yeah, so the song that I just released is called I Almost Fell For It. I wrote it in LA. I was very lucky to have gone over there to write a bunch of music with a few of my friends. And it's essentially a song about working through really hard times and someone that hasn't been quite as nice and kind to you, you know, working through manipulation and without, you know, as it was like from my personal life, it was inspired by somewhat of a breakup, not necessarily like a relationship sort of breakup. Instead of, you know, writing a really, really like sad ballad, slow sort of song, because I'm really naturally, I tend to write in, you know, really deep emotions. We wanted to try to do a positive twist or something you can laugh about, because sometimes you need to laugh in hard times, you know. And aside from, you know, yeah, I don't want to overcomplicate it, but that's essentially what the song's about.
Congratulations again, Nano. I did ask this earlier, but you know, I just wanted to, you know, hear that. What do you want your listeners to take away from, like, you know, your music? Ano yung gusto mong ma-feel nila when they listen to Helena Azar?
I would hope that my listeners, one, can, you know, put their own personal stories to my songs. Just because I wrote it from my personal life doesn't mean that's the only way you can see the song. I would hope that they can reflect their own stories and help them be able to work through whatever they're unable to process or heal through, you know, painful, tough times. And I hope that they feel empowered after listening to my music. And then even open up conversations, you know, about certain topics that might not be really easy to, you know, discuss.
Looking into like the future, are there any artists or like musicians or music or singers gusto mo makatrabaho in the future or dream?
Yes. Oh my
dream
gosh.
Collaboration.
So many. I would say one, I mean, off the bat, I can actually see her, I think, is it her CD behind you? Olivia Rodrigo being one,
yes.
Of course. Bia Badoubi, I think, would be really fun as well.
Yes, yep.
If they were still alive, like maybe like the old school, like Frank Sinatra or actually, Laufey, she would also be amazing.
Yeah.
Just like same sort of, you know, jazzy. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Very nice. No, kasi inexpect na sana ay you know, in the future, right? This happens for you. I know we know that you work hard. Speaking of, like, you know, future products after, like, you know, this very successful release of your single, I almost fell for it. Ano pa yung susunod? You know, for the next half of 2026, meron ba bang nakaplano for Helena? What are we expecting from next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we still have a few more, I think one more song, single to release, and then it's the EP. So the rest of the songs we were able to write in LA. And then hopefully go on tour. I would love to go back home to the Philippines to even perform, even just give back and like visit my family again and then connect with Filipino artists and, you know, really show that Pinoy pride. But yeah, definitely live shows and then writing more music, you know, keep on working. Sharing stories. And
lastly, no, finally, what advice would you give to young Filipino Australians who dream of, you know, pursuing a career in music or in the creative arts while staying true to themselves?
Oh goodness, I would say your Pinoy heritage is what makes you unique, and it's something to embrace.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Helena.
No, thank you.
Before you go, we have a little bit of a game, if that's okay. It's called This or That. Magbabanggit lang ako ng dalawang bagay. You just have to select, all right?
Yeah,
you just
sure.
Have to in here, okay? Well, ito na, unahin na natin. This or That. Ang ating pong tampok edition for Helena Zara. First one, is it ito, adobo or meat pie? Like Aussie.
Ooh,
meat pie.
I would say adobo. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
You love your Filipino food, no? Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas sa Pinas or summer na Christmas sa Australia?
Christmas in Pinas, of course.
That's easy. Okay, next one.
I miss the parols.
That's
like a nostalgic.
Boodle fight. I don't know if you've done it. Boodle fight?
Yes. Okay.
Or brunch?
Boodle fight.
Okay. Easy. Okay. Last one. All right. Taho. You know taho? I don't know if you've tried taho or taho. Flat white.
I'm not the biggest fan of taho.
Okay.
Yeah. I would prefer, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a flat white.
Yeah, I also don't like a flat white.
Ah, okay.
So neither.
Ano ang favorite mong drink? Pwede mong malaman namin.
Ooh, I would say anything ube flavored.
Oh,
like
right.
I really, yeah. Or
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I would say that or like mm-hmm. No, that's I'm gonna leave it at that. I could just go through all the many different.
Mm-hmm. But thank you very much, Elena. Where can we listen to your new music, and also where can we find you? Gusto mo silang invite, you know, to follow you or any of your like, you know, shows if there's any. Go ahead.
Absolutely, you can find me at Helena Zara on all platforms, you know, streaming platforms, and for socials at, so the spelling is a little different. So it's Helena and then Zara, like the store. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Helena Zara, thank you for your time. And we wish you all the best and hope to see you soon and have you to the studio very
thank
soon.
You
thank you very much, Helena.
Thank,
right,
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.